Hi guys, and welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz.
Does my hair look okay?
Yeah.
Like from, like, yeah. I just, because I set the headphones on and I didn't know if it like looked weird.
Oh, I thought this was like a quiz, like a test.
No. It doesn't look great, but like I
was like, what do you mean it looks like normal?
Normal? Okay, that's all I was wondering. I just didn't know, you know, sometimes when you put on headphones and it's like super.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like that's how I feel with these like broken ass fucking pieces in my.
It's new growth, not broken.
That's what I've been telling myself. Like I'm like delusional as fuck. I also like got Nutrafol because like I see everybody be taking it, you know? Like I bought it and I'm like, oh, like. I shouldn't take it. My hair is going to grow so fast. I'm going to have to get my hair redone earlier. Like, it's just not going to work that
fast. It's not going to go that
fast. I'm just, like, so desperate to have my hair be, like, no one is luckier. And I feel like people don't appreciate it. Like, people that have, like, naturally just thick, long, beautiful, luscious, gorgeous hair, no matter what they do. I'm like, you don't appreciate your
like
hair.
Like, Samira. Yeah. Who else has amazing
You know Sierra? Hair. Like, Bridget Sierra?
Yeah. She has great she hair. She has.
And she's never dyed it either.
Fuck her.
Fantastic hair.
Yeah. I know Bridget has good long, Bridget and Danielle both have good, like, for blonde, like, that's impressive because you're, like, fucking bleaching the shit out of it. Like, if you're dying
Xandra?
It. Yeah, oh
my
God.
She's never even touched her hair, are you fucking kidding me?
No, I think she said she was putting sun in it, right?
Or something. Yeah, but you know what I mean,
But though. Then she just dyed it for the first time. But crazy, like how thick and long her hair is.
Look, gorgeous. And so healthy, too. And I feel like when I first got on TikTok, like, forever ago, I would see people, like, post their, like, hair routine. Like, oh, here's how I got my... Girl, you are just lucky.
Yeah.
Like, granted, you also you take care of it, too. I'm not denying that. But you just got, like, the luck of the draw.
No, 100%.
Did we even say our names?
I'm Hallie.
I'm Jazz. I'm so sorry.
Like, they know.
Me and Hallie yesterday called me, and she's like, we should not talk for a week and then just recap everything on the podcast. Like,
Jazz is my first call in the morning, my last call at night. Like, first and last person I talk to every single day. We talk 24/7. I was like, how crazy would it be? Because, like, every day, like, I'll be in the gym. Jazz, like, blowing up my phone. I'm like, am I getting canceled? Like, whatever. It's just, like, she wants to show me, like, her fucking, like, new plant or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if, like, we just didn't talk for an entire week? I don't know if we
I can tell you the longest we've ever gone without talking.
What was it?
It was when you didn't come to Greece.
No, it was, I think the longest we went was when you went to Alaska, and then you were like, you finally called me when you were in Alaska, and you were like, are we ever going to talk?
I was like, what's the point? That was so funny.
She just picked up and went to Alaska, and I don't know why we were like beefing over like something. Like,
no, I know what we were beefing about.
What were we beefing
the about? The amount of work for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jess just like yelled at me about that one day, and I was like, okay. And then she just went to Alaska like the next day, and I was just like.
I literally needed to, like, I needed peace. And I was like, I just need to be, like, peace and my mother, not in the same sentence. I don't know why that almost came out of my mouth. But I just, like, needed, like, nature, grass, like, hometown, like, energy.
I also want to clarify, I'm not saying this was the only reason, but Kevin was gone for the entire month. Yes. And she was not a great person to be around.
I was on edge, but, like, it's, like, that was just my 13th reason.
No, I get it. There was, like, a lot of just, like, of little things that were, like, pissing you off. But, yeah, the Kevin thing, I think, was really, Kevin was gone for, like, an entire month.
It definitely played
Carolina.
A part. Yeah. I could never do long distance.
No, you could not.
Well, I did my high school relationship for like 2 years, and it was like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And long distance, I mean, I literally left every weekend of college, my one semester, to go hang out with him.
Yeah. I would be the same way, yeah.
But there was a point to this. I was going to say, us not talking for a week. And I was like, we don't go that long. Like, I think the most was like maybe 48 hours.
Yeah. It's not a long time. So I feel like it would be interesting. I would have a really hard time, though. I'm like, I'd have to, like, I don't know what I'd do.
Like, whenever the dumbest thing happens, like, I can't even tell you, like, a dumb example. Because it's no... We probably call each other probably 20 times a day.
A minimum, yeah. Crazy.
Like, if I get a phone call and it's not Hallie, I'm like, oh, that's weird.
No, same. Like, I always expect it to be Jazz, and I see it's somebody else. I'm like, oh, it's my mom. I haven't talked to her in, like, 4 days. I guess I should pick up.
And we'd be using that screen share feature.
Oh, yeah. The screen share, like, I'll never, like, text a photo. It's always, like, let me just share my screen. Because it's, like, you don't get the emphasis with just texting a photo. Because, like, let's say
you want to,
like,
experience your reaction.
You want to show somebody's, like, fucked up wing eyeliner, right? And you're, like, look. And you, like, got to zoom in for, like, the emphasis of it, you know?
Yeah, and, like, the reaction, the back and forth just, like, eats every single time.
Yeah, 100%.
So we went to DC this weekend for Eli's live show. And we were her truth or drink segment, and we had a great time.
We could have had like one less tequila soda before going
for
on stage.
Sure.
For it, like, it all hit me like whatever. As you were walking out there, I was like, "Oh, I'm kind of drunk."
If you were there, so great to see you. Best time. But we weren't like drunk, like slurring our words, like sloppy, annoying drunk. We were just like open to talking about whatever. Like, I don't think we've ever like mentioned how our communication had maybe interfered with some relationships.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we like said that.
Where I don't even know what the question was, but something like led to us speaking about how like how much we talk interfered with like your ex and my current relationship.
Yeah, like they both like would get just so annoyed because it'd be like, let's say like Kevin does something. It's like this first thing she's going to do is pick up the phone and be like, look what Kevin just did. And it's like, maybe you could have waited 20 minutes, like whatever. But I do the same shit.
Yeah. And it was also just like, Hallie doesn't have to know everything that happens. And I'm like, do you know what it's like to have a BFF?
A best fucking friend.
Like, obviously I have to tell her things.
But this is the thing. Like, men just genuinely don't understand, like, what friendship is. Like, yes. They have friends, but it's like, they will just, like, snap each other twice a day. And, like, that's their friendship. And that's
good. They have their, like, GT.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't, like, communicate. Like, there's no response. Like, they can send something, like, an update on their life. And no one will send anything back until someone else sends their update. And that's sufficient.
Or it's like men don't talk about themselves. They talk about things. Like they'll talk about like, oh, I'm placing this parlay on the Lions and the whatever. And it's like that's what they'll talk about all day. If they're going to talk, they don't talk about like, oh, this is what's going on in my life. Like whatever. And that's why I think it's like men.
They can't comprehend what it's like to have a BFF.
No, they can't. And so but then they think like the intimate like sharings of their life or their personal whatever, mental health, whatever it may be, is like only for a girlfriend because girls open them up to that and they don't do that with a guy. So then they, when they see girls doing that to other girls, they're like, oh, what the fuck? Like they don't get it. And it's like, yeah. Men just need to talk about themselves more.
100%
to their friends.
I'm like, how about you just like have some like relationship building within your friendships?
And they, every single man, it's like such a fucking, like, I don't even know what the word is. Why can't you call your friends friends? Why does it have to be buddy? I don't
My bro, my buddy, my brother.
My buddy, my brother. Kevin like, says brother a lot.
All the fucking time.
But buddy is like...
Or like my guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's always... It's never like my friend. It's like they think that's like...
Or like they'll use their name. I'm like... They're like Jake. I'm like, my friend. Yeah. My friend Jake. I'm like, who is Jake to you? Your fucking cousin? I don't fucking know.
It's my buddy Jake always. Or like my... Oh yeah, I'm going to meet up with some buddies.
Yeah.
I can't.
Or the, like the boys.
Yeah, yes.
Oh my God.
Any, they'll use any word besides friend.
Yeah, I'm like, it's okay to have a friendship.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, like even like Kevin was telling me who his best friend was. He goes, oh, he's my Hallie. I'm like, he's your best friend? Your best friend. Your best fucking friend. Your BFF.
Oh God.
Ugh, yeah.
It's about to be 11-11. I see it every day.
She so does. But anyways, let's go like peak and pit. We'll like talk about DC a little bit more and then like life from the past like week, I guess.
Yeah. My peak was you go. I don't know.
Great. Okay.
No, the show was my peak. I had a really fun time. Like when we did our live show, I was really nervous. I don't know why, because I was like a theater kid, but it just feels like a lot of pressure when it's you. It's like, oh, everyone's there to see you, and if anything goes wrong, you feel like disappointed, like, or you feel like you're disappointing people and you're like whatever. When it's Eli's, I'm like, oh, if it goes bad, it's on her. Like, I can just do whatever.
And also, like, it was Eli's, like, third show of her, like, tour start. So yeah. She had, like, really figured out, like, what the flow was. She did such – she just built for that.
Yeah, like, she would do a good job no matter what. She's organized as fuck, like, obviously. I had no expectation that it would go poorly or anything, obviously. It just felt like, oh, I don't know. If, like, something happens, it's not my fault. Like, I don't know. So it was, like, no pressure. And I was like, I'm just going to go out there and –
we had a great time.
Yeah. And I was like, I got to like give the people what they want. You know, I feel like we had to come out a little drunk. It's like, what? We're going to be there.
People like know we're crazy.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, like, got to like put on the show.
I'm like, if she gives us a truth or drink segment, she obviously wants us to drink.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. It's funny though, because it's the picture of us like leaving, our drinks are full, because we were just like yapping.
Yeah. And then Eli was like, she drank for one. I don't even remember what the question was. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll drink, too. I was like, I haven't drank for one. Like, because I would just sit there and be like, oh, well, you want to know? You know, I'll tell you.
I'm happy to share.
Yeah, so. I'm
like, cameras and all.
100%. So I did drink for, like, one or two of them. Like, it was literally just following lead.
I literally just drank because I genuinely couldn't think of an answer. Not because I didn't want to share. I was like, I don't know an answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Pitt was, I don't know. I didn't really have a bad.
Do you want to marinate on it?
Yeah, I'll marinate on it. can't speak, marinate on it.
Okay, great. My peak was just like being in DC because, like, first of all, I got to go to Hallie's house, like her like little childhood home, got to meet Patty. You know, when your best friend like tells you all these stories and like these people in her life and you like see how it comes together in your head, but then when you see it in person, it just like validates like how you pictured it in your head.
Yeah,
that's how I felt like being at your house. It's like your mom had all of her friends over that like your mom talks about and you talk about and stuff, so like that was like fun for me. Yeah. Enjoyed that. And then like DC, I asked my friend Cole from Alaska, and he just like is like, I've only known him because we weren't close in Alaska. I've only known him since he was in law school, and now he's like done with law school and he passed the bar and he has like a big boy job. So seeing his big boy apartment and him like be spending money and shit was just like fun to see my friend succeed, I guess. Yeah. And then obviously like the show was so fun, and like Eli and everyone was just really nice. I had a great time.
Yeah. Oh, I know my pit.
I know my I'm getting to my pit.
I think we have the same pit, maybe.
The drive
home.
Yeah, horrible. Hallie, I'm hungover, by the way. Hallie is swaying back and forth the entire street.
Let's start from the beginning. She didn't even explain the fucking beginning.
Okay.
We're like asleep at 6, maybe 5:45, 6 a.m. She's like coughing, wheezing. But like,
I have like,
it's not even, she's calling it a wheeze. It was like depths of hell cough.
It was so
along
bad.
With a wheeze.
I did it for, and the thing is, I got home later than Hallie because she went home early. I wanted to sleep so bad. Like, this was the most painful, not fun experience for me. This went on for probably an hour of me coughing and trying to sleep, and I just could not catch my breath. I could not breathe. Did not have my inhaler with me. So bad. So we woke up really early. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, she was like coughing, like whatever. And we were already planning on leaving at like 7:30, 8 a.m. ish. But she's like coughing so fucking loud. I'm fully awake at this point. Like, I was trying to like kind of sleep through it. No, not happening. So I'm like, I'm not going to go to sleep for 30 more minutes. She's also not going to stop fucking coughing. So like, I'm awake at this point. Let's just leave. So then we got on the road early, which was honestly, that was a slay to get on the road early, because I know we would have hit traffic and it would have been horrible. We like basically had no traffic.
I was coughing so bad that I puked. Like, that's how bad my cough was. Yeah. Like, something is seriously wrong with me. I do not know. It's been happening for a month.
Yeah.
Like, I puked multiple times in the morning for the past month because I cough so bad. Like,
do you
have
an inhaler?
It's expired.
Maybe go to the doctor.
No, I'm going today. Like, I went to, because it was so bad last night, because like I didn't get any sleep last night. I went to use my inhaler. I was like, oh my god, it's expired. My newest one must have been somewhere else in the move. Mm-hmm. So I just need to go to the get a new one.
Yeah. So then we got on the road and I wanted to fucking kill Jazz. Not really, but she's like, do a U-turn right here to go to this fucking McDonald's. We go to this McDonald's. It smells like I'm like kind of hungover, and it's I just am just truly traumatized from the smell of McDonald's breakfast, because my parents as a kid would like take me on road trips and I would get really, really, really car sick, and it was always, they would have like McDonald's breakfast, so the smell of that is so triggering to me.
The reason, like, I found that out from you is we were on a drive to go pick up Finley and I had to eat breakfast.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I had to eat breakfast. You're like, is that sausage?
Yeah, the smell of oh my god, seriously, the smell of sausage like truly has me fucking traumatized. Like a hash brown, and that's why I hate breakfast food. I don't eat breakfast, like,
and it's crazy because like, that's my dream.
Yeah, I hate breakfast food, like genuinely. There's not a single, well, not really anything I like. Anyway,
you like eggs.
Yeah,
you like shakshuka. Is that what it's called?
Shakshuka. Yeah, I'll eat that. But that's like, see, that's such an untraditional thing. It's like, you're not getting that from McDonald's. Like, it's, I also still just never choose. I like a dinner and lunch meal more, so I never like choose to eat that. But I like I will if it's like put in front of me. Anyway,
You know what breakfast I miss?
What?
Aruba.
Oh, that breakfast.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, like I'll fuck up like a hotel, like
Continental,
like a nice one or something, because there's like fruit, there's like all of that.
That was the best fucking breakfast.
Yeah, that was.
We should go back there. I know. We keep saying that. We just don't do it.
Yeah, but I will.
But we have other trips coming up.
Yeah. But yeah, the drive was absolutely horrible. It was like, we were in like kind of baked ziti mood, if you know what that is. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to get into it. It's like some
TikTok. Listen to the old episode. It's literally titled that, so you can find it easily.
It's just like silly, goofy, whatever. Like mood, and we were like laughing, we were like joking around, and then it like hit us that like, oh god, we have to drive for 4 more hours, and we were like both just silent, and she's playing the same like top 5 Taylor Swift songs, and I'm like,
not top 5, I fucking like they're all good, I was playing
like ones that you would hear on the radio. It's not even just like, oh okay, like, it was brutal, but I was glad to get back early, and
I'm actually so happy we got back early, because I ended up getting very hungover once we were back. Mm. Like, it hit me, like, then, because it was, like, what, like, maybe noon at that time. So I was like, oh, well, this is not great. And I just wasn't well. I wasn't well till like, probably like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I wanted to clarify, my peak was Hallie going like this on the drive, like, swerving back and forth.
Your pit, you mean?
That's what I said.
You said peak.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've had a rough morning. I got no sleep last night because I have my coughing spell.
Yeah. We also started the day by yelling at each other.
Yes. Literally, I never sleep in. Like, I used to all the time. I don't sleep in anymore. I always wake up like 8, maybe 8:30. And I woke up at 10 today because Hallie called me. But I didn't go to sleep until like 4 in the morning. And I didn't sleep any REM sleep because I was coughing the entire night. Poor Kevin. I'm surprised he didn't send me to the guest bedroom. Like, seriously. So I was like, don't yell at me. Like, I cannot start my morning because like this.
We had this plan for me to come like right after I go to the gym. I was like, I'm going to go to the gym, then I'm going to come to you because
to be fair, your workout classes normally end at 10:30. I didn't know you're taking an
early one. I told you yesterday I will be there by 10 because I said my class ends at 9:15. I said those words 100%. And if this was roles reversed, you'd be screaming at me.
I would be. You're right.
So I was like, my class.
No, low-key, when I saw your text this morning, like after you got off the phone, I was like, oh, she really channeled me.
No. I was being you. It was like roles reversed.
Oh, this is a text I would send.
Yeah, 100%. Because I said, dude, just like you would.
No, and you literally go, we need to get this done by this time. I told you. Like, I was like, wow, she really.
And I did tell her. That's why I was fucking pissed. Because I was like, she would be on my ass if this was roles reversed. And I was like, I told you.
And you know what? I reacted the same way you would have reacted if the roles were reversed.
I would not have.
Do not yell at me this morning. I was sick last night. That's exactly what you would have said. It's not my fault. You can't even put the shower curtain in without saying it's not my fault when it clearly was your fault.
Anyway, and like I also had gone to bed really early last night. Not that like whatever, because I've been sick as well. So I was taking I found like a Mucinex in my drawer, and it was the drowsy kind. And I was like, by like 9 o'clock, I was like, I'm gonna pass out right now. And then I did, and I slept for a really long time, which was great. I'm very well rested today.
I'm so happy for you.
So sorry you're not. Also, we're like roles reversed. You can't see, but you're wearing jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wearing sweatpants. I feel like it's usually like me and jeans, and you're in like
sweatpants. Honestly, it was the first thing I grabbed.
Yeah. I just got this in the mail.
First thing out.
And I was like, oh, this is cute. So.
Yeah, I like that. Looks really cozy.
It is, actually. I really don't usually like very many sweatsuits, but this was one that I do like.
Yeah. I will say, though, these jeans are my most worn pair of jeans, and they do not feel like jeans.
Yeah, they're
like,
really
comfortable. They're jeans, don't get me wrong, but like they're not like thick, like
no, they're crunchy. Comfy.
Like they're just like.
Well, it's because they're also, I think that low-rise jeans are so much more comfortable because you don't have, like, it fucking squeezing around your stomach. Those are, like, low-rise, and they're just, like, the material's loose and baggy, just different, yeah. Soft. Yeah, I have the same pair of jeans. That's why I'm...
This is my second pair of them because I wore the other pair to the fucking ground. Like, yeah. I wear these jeans 4 times a week. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. I've started to switch it up a little bit, but I do like those jeans a lot.
Yeah. I ordered 2 new pairs of other jeans, so hopefully I can get some...
Love that.
What's it called? Not, like, range, but, like...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
I want to talk about the fucking Jolie shower head for a minute.
Which is great, by the way. I bought it myself, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't fucking realize. It's not Jazz's fault, but the other day, I'm like, I was like realizing my skin has been like, I did an ad for it. And I was just like, oh, whatever. And which then I started.
A while ago.
A long time ago. No, back in the summer. Like, it's been at least 6 months.
I can't even take you this long.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I did an ad for it. They sent it to me. And I was just kind of like, okay. Then I used it. And I was like, holy shit, this is actually great. Like, I really did love it. And so then I just kind of forgot about it, if I'm being honest. Like, I use it every single day. But I didn't, like, think anything of it. And then I realized, like, you're supposed to switch it every 3 months. And I was, like, counting in my head. I'm like, how many months has it been? There's, like, red shit leaking out of it. I was like, oh, okay. This is definitely very expired. My skin has been breaking out so bad. And I was like, what is happening here? Like, I don't understand. Like just like all these little bumps on my skin and stuff. Like, my texture just feels gross. I'm like, what is wrong? I realized, oh, yeah, I need to switch that shower head. It's definitely really bad for me. So then I was ordering it, and I look at Jazz, because Jazz has it too. And she's like, yeah, I have it on auto. Like, it just comes every, like.
That filter just comes all the time.
But I look at her and I go, $165 is a lot every 3 months. And she goes, yeah, I know, it's crazy. And so I was like, okay, like, I'm like justified in this, because I was like, there's no way this is right, like, that you have to buy this new shower head every month. So I'm just like, yeah, $165. She's like, I know, the filter's $30. And she just like, it's not her fault, but you don't look at it right
when I, yeah, I don't, it's on like auto or whatever, and I paid for like part of it up front, like the shower head and like part of the subscription up front. So like, I knew it was expensive then. I don't look at how much it charges me. I just like know I need it.
The filter's $30. So like I felt justified when she's like, I know, because I'm like,
the thing is, I would pay that much for it because it makes such a difference in my skin and hair, and just like seeing the filter after it makes sense.
No, 100%, and that's why I was fine with paying $165. But I was just like, that's a fucking lot. Like, oh my God. And so, yeah, I didn't realize that I bought the whole new shower head. I'm like, I'm so dumb. Everyone online was like roasting me. I was like, yeah, that's honestly valid. But next time I will just buy the filter.
You should get the subscription. It's cheaper.
I will, honestly.
Because honestly, you're not going to think about it.
No, I know.
And I don't think about it either. It just shows I'm like, oh, that's great.
I know. I got the new shower head like on Amazon because I was like, I need it here ASAP. And But I think you can buy the filter there too. So I will do that. Yeah.
Love that. Trying to think of
I have something for us to talk about. Do you?
I was just trying to think of like what else happened in my week last week. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say Jazz and I were talking on one. We're driving to DC and she had never seen a service area before, which I thought was funny. It's not a big deal, like obviously. It's just like basically like a giant food court that's like in the middle
it's like a mall food court in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the middle of like the north and south lanes, like going all the way down 95, so it's basically like both sides can stop at in the middle, and like it's just like gas, food, restrooms, all of that.
And like you get off like on the left, you don't get up on the right, like it's not like an exit.
It's because
just like
it's in the middle.
That's what I'm trying to for people that haven't experienced it like me. I'm just trying to explain. Okay. Like I was like, oh, that's so she's like, oh, you have to get off. I was like, oh, like to the right. It's like, nope, it's on the left.
Yeah, because it's not like an actual exit or anything. It's just like right there. And so anyway, we were like stopping and I was telling Jazz this story. I was like just like saying things about, oh, like when I was so delusional and I was like obsessed with this guy that I like loved, I would like stop here or whatever. And then Jazz is like, we've never talked about this on the podcast, like the delusional crazy shit that we've like done for men. Yes. When you like are convinced that like you love somebody.
Yes.
And I want you to tell your story because I don't know. And then I'll tell mine. Do you want me to read you the note?
I have a couple. Okay. First, I want to just say I used to be obsessed with Q-Dawg Rhymes. Okay. I have been a stan for so long. Okay, like when I first went to New York, I'm like, that's my husband in my head.
He's a Knicks player.
Oh yeah, sorry, thank you for the context.
Quentin is his name.
Yeah. And I just think he's so sexy, like love him so
he's
much.
He's super sexy.
And I would always like make jokes about like him and Keandre Miller, because like those are my two like sexy men. I love that play sports basically in New York. And the first time we went to Europe, well, I guess you didn't. Whatever, that's the point. We went to Europe. We're shopping. Hallie's doing a shopping vlog on her TikTok. I decided to like post a video of this like Fendi purse that I'm considering buying. We were in like London, I think. And I'm like, should I get this bag? And Q-Dawg Grimes commented on my TikTok. He's like, get the bag. And I was like, oh my God.
Immediately, yes.
I have to get the bag. Immediately, yes. So I bought the bag.
Like just, she was not going to buy it. Like just because Quentin was like, yes. Then she's
I was like, God gave me a sign.
Yeah.
He's like, this is your husband, and this is the first step.
Yeah.
So I bought the bag.
I get it.
And it's a cool bag. I like it. I've probably worn that bag maybe five or seven times.
Maybe. Yeah, and she's had it for like 2 years.
Yeah. And I've been using it a lot more lately.
I don't know why you don't use it more, though, because I actually do love the bag. And it's a great bag. It's just a classic, like, white bag. I don't know why you don't use it more.
Honestly, because my camera can't fit into it. The shape is like so long. It is. But it's like a great bag. Like when I have things that like are like that cream or like whatever color, I always wear it.
Yeah.
And I've been wearing it more lately. And I wear it more in the summer, I feel like. Okay. But anyways, I bought that bag because I was like, that's going to make him love me, basically.
Yeah.
He did not. He still doesn't know who the fuck I am to this day. And obviously, like, I've been dating Kevin's. Like that ship has sailed. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Another time, I loved this man. You cannot say that. I love this man, okay? I had hung out with this man probably 4 times. He didn't live in the state that I lived in.
It's always not the state that you live in that makes it better.
Yes. I had gone to visit him like 4 or 5 times. I was like, oh my God, like we're going to get married. Like he wants to marry me. He gave me nothing. Like he literally gave fucking, like if you could give negative, he was giving negative. Like the bare fucking minimum is what I was receiving, like maybe a little less than that. And his birthday rolls around, and you guys know I'm a gift giver. I just
You got this man a birthday gift?
Wait. Yes, of course I did.
Oh my God.
I get everyone a birthday gift.
Four times a year.
No, but understand, like, we lived a decent away. Like, we talked every single day on FaceTime. Right, like, right, we were, fine, like, right. In my mind, like, was he giving me a lot in the conversation, or was I chit-chatting most of the time? Probably me. But, like, we talked every day.
Okay.
And I'm like, love this man. His birthday rolls around, and I'm like, what should I get him? Like, can't wait to treat my guy. You know, not my guy. Not my man. Not my man.
That's what I get for screaming my man too loud.
Literally. I get this man. I send him, like, this, like, this basket with all his, like, favorite candies and all this stuff. And you know what I find out?
What?
He has a girlfriend.
No. Mm-hmm. God.
I'm like, I've been visiting this man.
That's crazy.
Talking to this man every day. Had a girlfriend.
Damn. How'd you find out? The girlfriend, like, posted or, like?
Nope. Text me. Somebody just said, I'm like, you haven't. First of all, I would not have been visiting you and talking to you daily had I known this. He goes, my girlfriend said I got a package. What'd you send me?
My girlfriend said I got a package. That's crazy. The casual drop in. Not like a, hey, I need to tell you I have a girlfriend. Just my girlfriend said.
I'm like, you don't think that was vital information for me to know?
Yeah. Oh my God. The worst.
So that was the end of that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's.
I was a sad piece.
Yeah.
So
100%.
And I don't fuck with cheaters. Like, I, if you listen to any past episode, like, there is nothing I despise more than cheating. It is, like, the worst part, like, horrible. I hate cheating. And, like, I cannot get over that. I never will. It's like, so that was just so fucking. And then I hated that I was a part of it.
That's like a major ick.
Yeah. I hated that I was, so stupid. Damn. But, like, whatever. Men.
Yeah.
But I thought, I was like, oh, I'm burning my little CD. I'm having a. No.
That's so upsetting.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Mm. Also, back to, like, delusion. Well, not back to it. We were
always
it.
On that train.
So I meant, like, back to a different man, actually. Okay. Then there was another. I love to make a man have to see me again.
Okay.
If I'm at a man's house, I will always leave something.
Yes.
Something that I have to have back. So you have to see me again. Or this one time, this guy came to, like, see me at my apartment. And, like, we're, like, really good friends now. But I wanted to see him again. It's, like, when he first started talking. And he, like, came to visit me. This is when I lived in Dallas. He, like, came over to my apartment. And at my apartment in Dallas, you had to have a parking pass. And so we put the parking pass in his car. But my car was, like, at work because he picked me up.
Okay.
So then he, like, dropped me off at work the next day. I was like, oh my God, my parking pass is still in your car. I realized on the way to drop me off at work that the parking pass was still in his vehicle. I was like, okay, bye, see you later. Or never, I don't know, whatever. I'm like, oh, got off work. I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't park my car. Like, I'm going to get towed. I have to come back and sleep over again.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, I just love to, like, make men have to see me again.
No, 100%. My ex did that.
And that parking pass, $1,000. Like, oh God. I'd be risking shit.
Yeah, like, genuinely, what if he ghosted you?
Yeah.
No, my ex did that, but he says it's on accident. I don't know.
Yeah, the keys.
Yeah, he left his keys to his
apartment. That's bold.
Yeah, but he claimed the whole time, like, even, like, all the way into dating, I was like, was that? And, like, I just feel like there's no way that was, like, up on accident. And he's, like, swears up and down, like, I really didn't mean to do that. And I'm like, all right. But, yeah.
Because when you called me and told me he left his keys here, I'm like, that man loves you.
I know.
He's dying to see you again. He has to have you in his life. He was willing to risk his New York City apartment keys. Like, that is your husband.
But I don't think that, I don't think men think that far into
it. No, they definitely
don't. Like,
he
definitely just did it on accident. But I really was like, yeah, like, that's, like, how delusional I am.
And I was just feeding it. Yeah. Like, you were full from me feeding.
I was full, 100%. Speaking of me being full from delusion, I also had a similar situation where basically, like, I met these guys in this really, like, obscure way where I had these, like, really weird mutual friends and, like, I would see them, but, like, in, like, random fucking places across the United States. Not even gonna give more detail to that. And so one day, like, when I first followed the one guy friend on Instagram, I'm, like, just stalking his Instagram, like, whatever. And I like go to a group photo of like 20 people. I'm not kidding. And I like just see this one man. And he's so tiny and blurry in it. But I zoom in. And I'm like, that guy's so cute. Like, I remember like literally just like thinking, that guy is so cute. Like, whatever. Then a year later, I go to visit said guy friend in a different state. Very far away. Drove there many hours. Just to, like, genuinely, wasn't like a I wanted him or anything. I was just like going to visit and hang out. And when I get there, who's his fucking roommate? Cute guy in photo. And I'm like, oh my God, like, wait.
This is fate. I'm like, this is the invisible string.
No, I'm like, this is invisible string, like, that I made up. It's only me with the invisible string. But like, how odd that like over a year ago, I like zoomed in on this photo and was like, this guy is cute, and picked him out of like 20 people. And like, now he's your fucking roommate, like, whatever. So I was like, oh my God. So then like me and this man start talking immediately, and like we're hitting it off. And now looking back, I think that he might have watched my TikToks. Maybe I'm crazy. Like he, maybe my friend had been like, hey, this girl's coming, like, whatever. And he had watched my TikToks, because he's like feeding me shit. Like, I was eating it up, and I'm like, we are meant to be. Like, I'm telling you, this man, like, he grabs like a fucking golf club and he's like swinging it around. And then he's like, yeah, I just got this at the thrift store the other day. And I'm like, why? You didn't need to tell me you got it at the thrift store.
He said he claimed he had a golf club from the thrift store.
Yeah, he was like, I just got this at the thrift store. And I'm like, oh wow, I love thrifting. He's like, oh really? Me too. And he was just like, everything I said, it was like, we had this in common, whatever. We drive the same fucking car, we have all these things in common. And he's just feeding it to me, and I'm obviously
eating it up.
Yeah, eating it
happily.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, this is my fucking husband. And so we like spend the whole like whatever together. That like I stayed the night at his apartment. Then I end up staying like an extra day. So I stay with him for 2 days. Like, had the best time with him. I was like, this man's my husband. And so like I get up to leave on the day that I'm leaving to drive back, and I'm like downstairs in his living room. His roommates are sitting there too. We're all sitting on the couch. I'm like, all right, I gotta go. Bye. I say bye. This man can't even look me in the eyes and say bye to me. He's like literally like, like, does a little, like, wave. All of his guy friends are, like standing up, like, hugging me by. And I'm like, you just fucking railed me for two nights. And you can't even say the word goodbye? But I'm still in my head, like, this is my husband.
He's just playing hard to get.
Yeah, 100%.
He's like, so sad you're leaving. He doesn't want to show his emotions.
He's shy. Like, I'm like, he's shy. Like, so, like, I leave. I think he had texted me, like, whatever, once I had left. Like, he got my number. And I think he texted me, like, once or twice. Or maybe, like, snapped me. Like, whatever. Some shit. That's that. Doesn't, like, we don't keep talking, like, at all. And, like, he doesn't ask me to come back. But, like, my friend who, like, I lived in that.
We're saying, like, way too much. It's really bad.
My friend who lived in that state, hey, come back, whatever. So she's like, we can go visit them again. I'm like, all right, cool. So
I'm on the way to see my husband. So I'm happy.
I strap myself into my fucking car. I drive back 2 weeks later, uninvited. Like, I'm sure he got word that I was coming. And like, is he gonna turn down like free sex being like hand delivered to him like fucking Uber Eats?
Pussy on a platter.
Yep.
Per.
So I show up. Hey, and we do same shit.
Who the fuck
all over
are you?
Again.
I'm the owner of this house.
100%. I'm like doing the same shit with him. Great. Spend 2 days with him or however long it was.
Picked up right where you left off.
Yeah. So then I'm like, all right, bye. Again, make no plans like to see him again, like at all. And key thing to note here, when I'm he's driving me in his car one day, he's like fucking like blasting some hardcore rap. Also, this man had been arrested like 4 times, like whatever. That's not necessary to add. But he's like blasting this music. And I like my friend starts being like, Hallie. I'm like, what? Because she's in the back seat. And she's like, look. And like I look at his sunroof of his car, and there's a heart. Like, you can see, you know, when somebody like breathes or it's like steamy in a car and then you like can draw something and sometimes the residue's left over. I can see there's a heart with his initial and another initial, and the initial is his ex's initial, and it's like whatever. And I'm like, this has to be from relatively recently. Yeah. And like, I want to make it clear, like, he didn't have a girlfriend. Like, they were fully broken up and everything. It wasn't like whatever, but yeah, they were not together or anything. But maybe they were like hooking up. I don't know. You know, whatever. Yeah. Maybe like considering getting back together. I don't know their situation. But I remember being like, damn, that's kind of a red flag. But like, whatever. But I still was like, this is my husband. And then I leave for the second time now. And we maybe snap like a little bit here and there, just a little bit. Finally, it's New Year's Eve. I'm going back to that town to visit different people. But like, I was planning on seeing him. So I show up. And again, I didn't tell him I was coming, nothing. But I just post my little Snapchat and I'm like, in your town, basically, like, that's what I was trying to get. But he eats it up. He goes, hey, bae, are you coming to, like, near me? Yes, I am.
I'm so glad you brought it up. I'm dying to talk about it. Oh, my God,
wait, that's funny. Like, what a quinky dink. Like, like, I didn't drive all the way there, basically, for him, even though I wasn't even, like, planning on seeing him. And so he is like, all right, I'll text you later. Like, let's link up. I'm like, all right. Period. I'm like so excited. I'm like, thank God I get to see my husband. My plan has worked out perfectly. And so I was like, he's giving me my midnight kiss. This is gonna be amazing. It's like 11:40 and he's nowhere to be found. Like, I'm like, are you coming to this party? He's like, yeah, in a minute. I'm like, all right. Doesn't ever show up. I'm like fucking crying. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I'm getting a divorce.
No, literally. I'm like, my boyfriend just cheated on me. Was not my boyfriend. No. Come to find out, he was with the ex. I'm 98% sure. And I was just, and I'm like, why are you texting me? Hey, babe. Like, to be fair, like, I was delusional 100%. But there was no need for him to text me. Like, he initiated it by being like, hey, are you going to be here? Let's link up, whatever. I didn't ask him to do that. I wanted him to, but did I ask him to? No.
So did she like do some voodoo witchcraft? Yeah. Did
it work?
Yes.
I was manifesting every single day. So I was heartbroken, distraught over this man. And then that was when I first like went manic, like over a man. Like, that was the first, because, and this is the thing, that was probably the first man I ever actually liked. Like, I had never experienced what it felt like to actually like a man before. I'd had like whatever here or there, been like fucking my brother's lacrosse coach. I'm just kidding. It's not even my actual brother. But I'd never actually liked somebody. So I was like, oh my God. So then I just started going crazy on TikTok. Like, I just started making all of these videos. I think I had a series called like How to Be a Crazy Bitch. And it was getting millions of views. It was just me like telling people how to do like the crazy shit that I did. And everyone was eating it up. And I started popping off on TikTok. Like, that was how I really, like, blew up into, like, talking and stuff on TikTok.
There's definitely a crazy bitch demographic.
Yeah. Oh, and that, people are eating. Before I was just doing thrifting, this man sent me into a spiral. And to be fair, he did a little bit wrong. Like, he didn't need to be acting like that. But at the same time, like, he's just being, like, a 19-year-old boy or however old we were. And it was fucking stupid. And I was the crazy one for being like, oh, my God. And yeah, that was my little delusional story. Oh my God, I'll never forget this though. One time, I've never told you this.
What?
The man like blocked me on everything too, like, because I was kind of like not airing him out at all. Like, nobody had any idea who he was, but I was definitely like posting about him, and like he was like, all right. I think I might have blocked him because I was like, oh, no, I forgot a whole part of the story. I'm so sorry. The next night after he doesn't see me, and I cried. My friend is like, let's just show up at his house. So I show up at his house because my guy friends live there. And we called that, like, the other guy friends. We were like, can we come pee? We have to pee. Why did I need to pee there? I don't know. So I show up. This man's hiding in his fucking room. Hid from me in his room. And like, I'm like 98% sure he was there. I saw his car. And so I'm like kind of drunk too. So I like go.
Shocking.
I like am standing outside his window. I'm like screaming. I'm sure he heard it. Like, he wasn't screaming back or anything. He was hiding, but I'm like, no, you're fucking in there. That was seriously so crazy. I swear to God, it's going to make me sound like I'm actually an insane bitch. I would never do something like that now. I'm fully aware that was like very insane and weird of me. But I'm just being honest. Like, that was my truth. But one time, then months later, I make this TikTok and I made it relatively vague, like telling the story of this man. And because also I was nothing to him and he had such a big impact on me. So I'm sure he's like, why the fuck is this bitch like talking about like just me in general, whatever. Doesn't matter. I make a TikTok very, very vague and I changed the story a lot. Like I made half the story completely different because I didn't want him to know it was about him. So I thought I did a good enough job. He comments on my TikTok of the story about him because it has millions of views. Hope you're doing well. I've never wanted to kill myself more. Like from his public account. Hope you're doing well. And then everyone underneath is like, is this the man? Is this really him? And I'm like, no, he's lying. It was him. Honestly, so baller on his part. Like, just so unbothered. Hope you're doing well. Like,
so bad.
No. I was like, oh, I need to reel it in with the stories. It definitely humbled me for a minute.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Honestly, I hope he's doing well. Kind of miss him.
Hit him up. No. Maybe he was your husband.
No. This is how the delusion starts. I have no idea what's going on in his life, so much so that like he could be married and I would have no idea.
Okay, cool. Eat to my core for 4 years straight. Like, I only talked to men who did not live where I lived.
Tana would always, like, I obviously love Tana. I say this on the podcast. She had a term for it. It's called star trekking for the dick.
Oh. Well, I was very good at that. Star
trekking for the dick.
And I was a star. Let me tell you.
I was doing that like a good amount. I'd go visit my friend in Alabama and I'd always have like a prospect. Like, I'm going to go like hook up with this person. Yeah. You know, on the rice purity, have you taken that?
Yes, I think so.
There's one that goes, one of the questions, traveled over 100 miles with the sole sole intention of like hooking up with somebody. Yeah. I'm like, check.
Triple check.
Actually. I feel like you definitely did that way more than me though. But
oh yeah. Like I loved a man in a different city. Like, and they weren't short flights either.
Yeah, that's great. I guess I did take a flight, but I wasn't doing all that. But yeah, it's, you know,
I definitely had some phases.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it makes it more fun. And especially if you're kind of wanting to live in the delusion, it's like, oh, because then you get I to go miss them.
I loved like, the, I was like, oh, it's so hard having these boyfriends that are just like long distance. No. No.
No. Like, also, I feel like when you're young, that's, it seems fun.
Oh, I look back and I'm like, things could have been done a little differently. Although, it got me to where I am now.
Yeah.
So I'm so okay with that.
Yeah. 100%.
Got my feelings hurt a few times, but, you know, it builds character. I think that's honestly the reason, like, getting my feelings hurt from those delusions is the reason why now I have to, like, well, like, or prior to Kevin, whenever I always give a disclaimer, obviously. It's obviously always prior to Kevin. It's like where I have to get answers from a man. I'm like, why? Like, what? Like, I'm so direct and I have to like get my closure because of the fact that like I was delusional for so long that like it made me build character because I would always get like my feelings hurt. But now I'm just like, nothing hurts my feelings.
I now, like, that's what hurts the most is the not knowing for me. I need the answers and I can heal from that. But I will never stop thinking, why did this happen? Why? Like, it's like if I have the why, and even if it's like really hurtful.
But you can have the logic to understand it.
Yeah. Even if it's like literally if I'm a man, like if a man like broke things off with me and I was like, why? And it's like if he was like, because I think you're ugly. That would literally make me feel better. Like, I agree. Being like, all right. I'm ugly but there's a lot of people who aren't like that because I've talked to other people that are like, I would never want to know. Like,
you,
I would
rather. You kind of more used to be like that.
Yeah, just live in the delusion. Like, oh, okay, he ghosted me, whatever. It's like, I literally want to know. Oh, you think I'm ugly? Oh, okay, period. Now I can at least move on. Like, all right, he just thinks I'm ugly. That's, yeah. It's easier.
I love to know the reasoning why. They could lie, give me fake reasoning, but like the fact that you said it, I'm taking it as truth, and that makes me feel so much better because like, me running scenarios in my head and like wondering why will just eat me up because I spend so much time thinking about it, trying to grasp it. But once I know, I'm like, okay. Like, no wondering, no box is checked.
100%. Like that Taylor Swift song that's like, I forgot that you existed. Yes. You really do get to a point, but for me, it has to be after I have the reason.
Yeah.
Like, I can get to that point, like, all right, like, moved on from it, whatever, if I just know why.
And also, once you know why, it's just like, it's almost funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you can cope with, you're like, oh, that's crazy. Like, we were talking in the car, like, in DC on our drive there when we were, like, in a better mood about, I was like, I've liked a lot of guys since we've like become friends, and we were just like listing people off, and like it's like so fun to look back at how upset I was over some of these men.
No, and none of them have names either. They're all like, I can't give any of the names, but they're funny.
Like, we have like just like,
if you heard some of these names, you'd be like, oh, and like that's the only way I can like know. Like, I don't even know if you remember half of their names. It's just like,
yeah, because like once it's over and I have my reason and I've made my brain heal. I'm like, they don't exist.
Yeah,
they don't exist until it's funny again.
Yeah,
and then by the time it's funny, I don't know enough details to like know, because like I removed it from my brain. I sucked it out.
Yeah, I think it's like, it can be funny when it's like a shorter term, not as deep type of thing. Yes. Obviously, I don't.
Yeah, 100%.
Some things are funny, but like definitely.
These are all like a couple months at a time.
Yeah, like a guy you talk to for like a month or two and like it never got that serious. Yeah. It's like, okay, you can look back and laugh.
It's like, oh, you hurt my feelings, but like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some funny names.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say that I was going to ask you a question. I don't even know if you'll have an answer, because I don't think I have one, but do you think there's anybody on the planet that if right now all of their text messages got leaked, they would not be canceled? Like, can you think of anybody that you're like, that person seems like they would not be canceled? Because I feel like everyone like cancels influencers or whatever, but then it's like the joke is like...
So the question is like an influencer whose text would be...
Or not even an influencer, just anybody on the planet like that you could think of that like it's... If
they're, well, I feel like it has to be an influencer. If I'm like my friend Hannah, you're not going to understand. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying if like their text messages were leaked to the public, would they necessarily be canceled for the things within them? I'm not saying they have to be an influencer and they would actually get canceled. It's just like a hypothetical. Like,
yeah, but I feel like I can't explain it if I have to say like my friend Hannah from second grade. Like, well, no one's going to get that, you
obviously
know?
Obviously, I know. I'm saying somebody that the public would know. Or an influencer.
So like therefore someone that has like...
Or a celebrity, anything.
Okay, great. Like, I'm just trying to clarify. I want to give you a good answer. I'm trying to think. I'm like Kevin.
Yeah, see, that's an answer. Like, people know who Kevin is. Yeah. I'm saying, yeah, like,
Kevin just also doesn't text or use his phone, yeah. So.
Because, like, obviously, like, the joke is I see a lot of things.
It's no,
like,
that's actually probably a lie, because he said some things back to me to, like, that I start. I'm like, give me a better response.
Okay, so Kevin would be canceled. But, like, if my group text got leaked, it would be game over. Like, we can't start a podcast because we'd get canceled, like, da-da-da.
Hmm.
If me and my friend group, da-da-da, whatever. And so I'm just trying to think, like, you know who I kind of feel like wouldn't, just random?
Don't tell me yet. I'm trying to like really think of something.
I have one.
I'm trying to think of like who we interact with and stuff.
It doesn't have to be us.
And I'm trying to think of like my world. Okay, whatever, say your thing. It'll come back to me.
That Bria girl who, she's like blonde and she always just like cooks things and she's really sweet.
Who?
I'll show you her. Hold on. I feel like you've got to see her.
I feel like we do not see the same people on our pages.
I don't know how you don't have food people on your page. That's what you fucking do. Like,
I don't know. I have a lot of like,
wait, let me find her. This girl. She was popping off for a while, like really big.
I've never seen her.
Okay.
Oh, was she on that ski trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her name's like Bria. I don't know how to say her last name. Bria L-E-M is her username. But she just gives me like, she just is always so sweet and she talks so like nice. And maybe those are the craziest ones, you know, I don't know. But I just feel like her text messages would be so wholesome and full of pink hearts. And I think that she would not get canceled. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm like Leah.
Leah's Kuchina. How do you say that? How do you say the word?
I don't even know what her username is.
It's like, I think it's kitchen in like Italian or Spanish or something. That's what.
I have no idea. Whatever. But her.
Leah Victoria.
Yes, she...
She's my fucking icon, I think. Yeah, I agree.
I
don't know. I could see her getting kind of crazy, like, in a good way, just like, you know, like...
But no, I think everything that she would say would be valid, that she wouldn't get, like, any backlash.
She gives me a lot of red heart emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She definitely gets, like, big emoji user.
Yeah.
I want to have her on the podcast.
I do, too. I fucking love her. I made a TikTok about her the other day, and I was, like, kind of planning on deleting it, because I was like, oh, I feel like this is going to be really niche. Nobody's going to respond, or nobody's going to, like, agree with it or whatever, because I was like, I have to watch her videos before I fall asleep at night, and it has, like 500,000 views, however many, and everyone's just like, yes, yeah, same, like, the comments are flooded with it.
Yeah, she's great. I love her.
Everyone loves her. I would die to have her on the podcast, but yeah, I agree. I think that, I don't think that she would get canceled. Even if she did get canceled, I'd defend her. I think it's really creepy when people are, like, obsessed with, looking like a celebrity, and that's their whole like shtick online.
Oh my god, it's so weird.
Like, there's a girl who always like she like looks like Taylor, but this is the thing, like that they don't girl, even actually look like the Taylor Swift yeah. girl. But it's like they don't even actually look like her. It's like if you just do, I mean, she like has similar resemblance, I guess, but it's like the way obviously she does her hair, makeup, and everything that makes her look like Taylor Swift. There's some people where it's like you just can't get away from it. It's like, yeah, you look like, for a while, the way I was doing my thing, like every comment I got was that I looked like Kesha. I don't look like Kesha at all. I think it was just I had a more like rough appearance, like where it was just kind of like whatever, and I my hair would be more messy and stuff. Everything was like, you look like Kesha or Gigi Hadid.
What?
If I like slick my hair back and I'm maybe wearing a sunglass, like in that photo the other day, I understand why people would say I look like Gigi Hadid, and that's not to hype myself up. It's just we have a very similar facial structure, not like eyes wise or anything. But if I was wearing like a sunglass and I was far away, I can understand maybe how you were like, is that Gigi Hadid for a second? But I'm obviously not. But Kesha, I absolutely don't see. I don't see the Gigi either. But it's like, even so, that got off topic with that. But it's like, the people that try to make themselves look like somebody and like try that every single day. And like
really lean into it is fucking creepy to me. It's so that Ashley girl like walked around with security because she like wanted to seem like she was Taylor Swift.
That's so weird. Or like there's an Ariana Grande girl. That, yeah, there's like
a bunch of Kylie Jenners.
Yeah, like that one girl though, I think she plays, there's a girl that's very popular on TikTok that looks like Kylie. She definitely plays into it and wants to look like Kylie, but at the same time, she does just fucking look like Kylie. Like,
there's a few of them. I'm not sure which okay. one.
There's one. I think Kylie used her in a Kylie Cosmetics campaign.
Oh, really?
I think because I think she made this video where she was like, Kylie, if you ever need like a model, like whatever, because people say I look like you. And I think she obviously maybe does a little bit like of her like overlying lips and stuff like that to look like her. But at the end of the day, she does just fucking look like her. Okay. Like, there's kind of no avoiding that. I don't know. But yeah, the people that purposely do it is. Yeah. I will say for a while, I really wanted to look like Lily Rose Depp when I was like first starting TikTok, and I dyed my hair brown literally because I was like, because I got like one comment one time. It was like when I was first starting TikTok. So comments really meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And somebody, I did like wing eyeliner for the first time, and somebody was like, wow, you really look like Lily Rose Depp. And I was like, oh my God, really? And so then I dyed my hair brown and I was like actually obsessed with it. And I really wanted to look like her. And I was doing like black liner like her every single day, and like I was like eating up the comments.
I don't know what she looks like, so I can't even.
She's really pretty, she whatever, but I was eating up those comments and I was like, yeah, oh my god, I'm Lily Rose Depp, like thank you guys. Like people would comment, I'd make videos about like Timothy Chalamet and stuff because I was really obsessed with him. Oh. And she was like dating him, and everyone would comment like, wait, I thought you were her, like oh my god, wait, you could totally date Timothy. And I'm like, guys,
people say that me and Kevin click, Tom and Zendaya. Someone said that on one video once, and me video replied like, and when you're in Greece, and I was like, twins.
No, it's literally just because you're like an interracial couple.
No, 100%. I also like, I don't look like anyone, and I get comments that I look like Meghan Markle. I'm like, you just don't know anyone who was also mixed.
Yeah, no,
that has their hair straight. That is all it is.
Yeah, like you obviously have like.
We don't have any features.
You have the same skin tone. That is all. Like, I'm saying, like, if you, like, just took your face, like, and that's what I would always get, like, about the Kesha thing. I'm like, if you took my face and Kesha's face, they're complete opposites. Like, we don't look anything alike. It's, like, maybe the hair and the, like, whatever. Or I'd get Britney a lot, too. I think that people just see, like, a blonde, like, kind of, like, rougher looking girl, and like I don't mean that I any mean, I just mean like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're like, oh, Britney, Kesha, because of the way I was doing my makeup for a while.
That's funny.
All right, let's wrap.
It's been so real, so fun. Thanks for listening, guys. Please like, comment, and subscribe, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave us a nice rating. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok
at Delusional Diaries Podcast.
Almost said Hawker Talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And congrats to Carly on 500K on TikTok.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Slay, Carly.
And we'll see you guys next week. Hang in.
Oh, sorry. Love ya.
Bye.